Last week, KMUD News reported on a rally in Ukiah over the Jackson Demonstration Forest and CAL FIRE plans to harvest approximately 500 acres of timber. Environmental advocates felt that CAL FIRE was attempting to get the harvest in before the passage of California Assembly Bill 2494, which redefines management of California's 14 demonstration forests from timber production to more environmentally friendly management focused on restoration and climate resilience. Yesterday, Thursday, August 27th, AB 2494 passed through the California legislature and is now headed to Governor Newsom's desk for eventual signature or veto. KMUD News spoke with Melody Meyer, conservation attorney for Arcata's Environmental Protection Information Center, to learn more about AB 2494 and the potential future of California's demonstration forest system. And with AB 2494 now passing through the state Senate and on the governor's desk, how are you folks feeling about the potential of the bill being signed in short order?
We're cautiously optimistic. We feel that the bill is really a natural progression of Governor Newsom's existing policies on tribal stewardship and conservation and wildfire resilience. So we hope that this is sort of a no-brainer for him to seal in his environmental legacy on these issues. And we hope that he sees how much benefit this can provide to a lot of rural communities who have previously relied on, you know, traditional logging activities as well, transitioning to more restoration forestry and climate research.
How would it align state demonstration forest systems with state codified goals around climate and land conservation?
Our biggest objective is to have these forests be able to count towards 30 by 30, which is conserving 30% of California's lands and waters by 2030 as a climate mitigation and adaptation strategy. And so currently, when we've gone to CAL FIRE in the past and asked them, how can we improve management of the forest so that it's more climate friendly, they've pointed to this statute and said, we are bound by this mandate that says we have to demonstrate a level of commercial logging that wouldn't allow us to count these lands towards conservation. And so what we're trying to do is just allow these lands to count for that by saying that the management doesn't have to demonstrate this level of commercial logging. Instead, it should demonstrate things like biodiversity conservation and wildfire resilience. And that way, the state can start demonstrating for a variety of landowners how to do this on their own lands. So there's both the direct benefit of 30 by 30, having these forests count towards that, but also the benefit of being able to demonstrate the types of techniques that landowners can do on their own lands. And then in terms of tribal nature-based solutions, we're also really hopeful that tribes will be supported by CAL FIRE to co-manage these forests and show that traditional ecological knowledge can be a good pathway to climate resilience as well.
Could you expand a little bit on how AB 2494 might create better economic stability for rural communities? You know, you talked about this a little bit, but of course these communities have historically relied on commercial logging to provide jobs and tax revenue. You know, what are some of the opportunities here?
Rural communities have historically relied on logging. And as we've all seen, particularly in the North Coast, that industry has been declining, and it's been picking up a little bit in terms of wildfire resilience activities. But for the most part, there's a lot of mills that have been shutting down. And so a lot of folks are left wondering, you know, are we going to increase logging or are we going to transition to something different? This bill allows CAL FIRE to provide support to landowners. And again, it goes back to the idea of this being a place to demonstrate forestry techniques, how to do more restoration-type forestry, wildfire resilience projects, but still have it be a source of revenue. And then the other piece of it as well is that we predict under this bill, CAL FIRE will do more restoration work, which provides more jobs than are currently provided under traditional logging projects. So think about the scientists that work on these things, the amount of crew that's needed to do hands-on vegetation removal. There's tribal, advisors as well that get involved, cultural burning, prescribed burning. So there's just a whole suite of things that can be added to the management by updating what we're trying to see on these forests. And then the bill practically has an effect of providing more stability to CAL FIRE itself because it allows them to draw from the Timber Regulation and Forest Restoration Fund, which is a fund that's supported by a assessment on timber and engineered wood products. So CAL FIRE has struggled in the past, specifically at Jackson Forest, to provide a lot of the maintenance to recreation facilities that it needs to provide or that the community wants to see. And so we're hoping that this will be able to give CAL FIRE the extra support that it needs to be able to do that kind of work.
Is this bill missing any changes that you or the organization you're with would like to see regarding demonstration forest management?
So the bill has gone through a lot of changes throughout the whole process from when it was introduced back in February. It's been a really interesting process to see it become sort of a more holistic document and think about how it's actually going to be implemented on the ground. So I think there's a lot of room for that implementation, both through like the formal rulemaking process that Board of Forestry could do to implement the bill, but also for more hands-on community involvement. So at Jackson Demonstration State Forest, they have the Jackson Advisory Group, which is made out of, you know, community members, members from the industry, members of conservation organizations. And it's really an opportunity, if this bill passes, to rethink that whole process and think about who wants to be directly involved in management. And of course, a big piece of that is having tribes have a greater say in the way these forests are managed. And then in terms of the things that we missed out on in the actual legislative process, there were some amendments to the statewide reporting on timber harvest plans and how it has or has not helped with ecological outcomes. And so those amendments had to be removed because the State Water Board flagged them as potentially costing them up to $13 million to update their IT system. So obviously that's very concerning because it seems like something straightforward that should happen, being able to report on how timber harvesting regulations are or are not helping our situation with environmental outcomes.
You know, with this bill, of course, this is, as I understand it, just applying to demonstration forests. Is there anything from this bill or from even the process of figuring out the goals for this legislation that should be or could be applied to other forest systems and in public lands in California?
The opportunity for tribal co-management is so huge right now. And thinking about how to actually implement traditional ecological knowledge onto all types of land ownership, that's something that would be great to see. And then just in terms of having land management align with existing statewide goals, especially around climate change, because we're seeing such an urgent need to use all of the tools in our toolbox right now to address climate change. Just thinking about what are we leaving on the table and how can we make sure that we're doing all we can to make these forests have a greater contribution towards carbon storage and sequestration or wildlife habitat. So there's definitely a lot of things that folks might not realize about the way our public lands are managed, and there's always improvements that we can make. And that's the thing about legislation that I've learned is, you know, we're constantly updating it, and that's a good thing. It should be, you know, something that we're creating as sort of a living policy and not something that's set in stone.
With AB 2494, Governor Gavin Newsom now has on his desk the ability to change how the state's demonstration forests are managed. According to Melody Meyer and other environmental lawyers and advocates, it would be a massive step forward for these forests and the communities surrounding them. But there are still questions around how the bill would be implemented and the involvement of groups like Native tribes in future demonstration forest management. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.